All right, we're talking with the Cesar Valier Red Devils coach, John Shadowins, with us currently. Coach, I want to jump right into things. Looking back at last week, your offense took on Salt Fork and really did a number on them, a team that had only given up 99 points in their first 10 games of the season. You get 32 points, which is the most, tied for the most that they gave up all season long. I imagine you feel right now that your offense probably could bulldoze just about through anybody right now, right, Coach?
Well, I don't know about that, but the kids did a great job of adjusting to Salt Fork. They did have a good defense. They had a great plan against us. They made us play left-handed, so to speak, and do some things that we normally don't do, but the kids came through and prevailed.
Des Malone sets a new single-season rushing record in the win. Just how good has he been this year? Is he the best back in Southern Illinois?
You know, I would like to think so. I haven't seen all the kids play, of course, in the River and the South 7. But Des is awful good, man. He's the fastest kid that I've ever coached, and he shows that by, you know, he also owns the 100-meter dash record here.
Yeah, and just how fantastic has he been? Is it him or Packer, really, that is leading the Red Devils right now, or is it a combination of both?
Well, it's a 1-2 punch for sure because, you know, the way our offense is set up, you can't key on either one or the other one's going to hurt you. You know, that's the way it ought to be. And last week we had Pacey Dudley step up, you know, that they tried to take Packer and Des away and did a pretty good job. And then Pacey steps up with 77 yards. So it's been a team effort.
And as I mentioned, Colt Packer looks like a quarterback that's from a Division I school that kind of just got dropped into the Black Diamond a little bit. He's really helped you wreak havoc this year throughout these first 11 games of the season, leading a really balanced attack for you guys. And what has he meant to this offense as well?
Oh, my. First of all, I've got to talk about Colt's leadership. You know, what a great teammate he is. And, you know, when one of your best players is your hardest worker, you know, as a co-head coach, I'm in great shape there because Colt is the hardest worker, as well as being one of the most talented kids in Southern Illinois.
Now, do I have this right? Is this the first quarterfinals trip since the 1990s for Cesar, since 1991?
That is correct.
So, long time coming. I imagine that you and the community and Coach Rude and the team, everybody has to be jacked up for this right now, right?
Oh, shoot. I haven't seen the town this excited in 30 years. It's been incredible. Of course, you know, our basketball team made a run,
right,
you know, a couple of runs in the last 10 years, and they were pretty excited then as well, but this has been unbelievable.
How big of a crowd are you expecting? Is everybody going to have their doors locked and everybody going to be out there at the field?
I would imagine there'd be nobody left in town. We'll have a couple of thousand for sure, maybe more.
Greenfield, of course, your opponent. That's who Cesar saw in the quarterfinals 30 years ago. The people that I've talked to that are fans of Cesar, that know the team better than I do personally, saying that this looks like a winnable game, but what are the biggest concerns for you and Coach Rude going up against this Greenfield team?
Well, you know, first of all, when you get to the Elite Eight, there are no pretty good teams left. They're all excellent, and Greenfield is excellent. You know, one concern you always have when you go into a game like this against a team from another region is you can watch them on film, but with no common opponents, you know, you really don't know what you're going to get. Now, this time, we do have a common opponent in Carrollton, and both of us handled Carrollton. It's other than that one game, it is so hard to tell and how quick they are, you know, splits on the line. There's so many things that are unknown when there's a team that's unfamiliar that you're apprehensive going in, and you just hope that on Saturday you'll make the adjustments you need.
Does Saturday come down to who strikes first, Coach?
I don't think so, no. We got off to a slow start against Carrollton and ended up playing a really great second half. We've been off to hot starts this year and then okay. We've got off to slow starts, like in Carmi and Johnson City, got off to very slow starts. Our kids just find a way to win.
Last one I'll leave you here with, Coach. Like you said, you know, Elite Eight, everybody's good at this point. Everybody's great. But still in 1A, you see primarily run-heavy offenses. I know that's what Cesar's been running for years now. But this year with Packer and Malone, you've really been able to balance it out. And it's created a lot of problems for a lot of 1A schools. They don't have to see that a lot, except for maybe in conference play when they play a higher division opponent. But when you look at it in the playoffs, just – does a balanced attack give you kind of that leg up in this 1A postseason?
Well, I think so. Most teams in 1A are run heavy. Now, the team we're playing Saturday would rather throw the ball. But you got to be able to do both. You know, last year we ran into that wind problem at Camp Point with 40 mile an hour gusts. Nobody's throwing the ball on that stuff. So you got to be playoff tough. You got to be physical, and you always have to run the football.
That is John Shadowins, head coach of the Cesar Valier Waltonville Red Devils. Thanks a lot for the time, Coach, and best of luck this Saturday. Hopefully, we'll be talking semifinals this time next week.
Me too, man. Thank you.